This is an interview in Aurora, Colorado with Mr. Billy Nolan Lovelady. Mr. Lovelady, my name is Kenneth Wheaton. I'm counsel for the Select Committee on Assassination of the United States House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. Yeah, I have your permission, sir, to take this interview.
Yes, sir. Richard.
Would you please tell me your full name? Billy Nolan Lovelady. And your current address, sir. 3488 South Calispell, Aurora, Colorado. And where did you live prior to your coming to Colorado?
Irving, Texas.
Richard. Even on or about November 22nd, 1963, where were you employed?
Texas, we built the house for him.
All right, sir. Would you tell me what happened, to the best of your recollection, at your home on the morning of November the 22nd, 1963? What time did you get up? What did you do?
I'd say we got up around 6:30, between 6:30 and 7 o'clock, and made prep as you go to work, and left to catch the bus on the corner where we took bus to downtown, so my car was out of commission, and we got downtown, I'd say around 7:30. And I transferred bus to go to my work. My wife also sent things to go to her work. And then I have to take a school book and report at 8 o'clock in the morning.
All right, sir. Did your normal routine in the morning consist of showering and shaving in the morning, or did you shower and shave at night?
Shower and shave at night.
All right, sir. When we got home from work.
Yeah, or before we went to bed.
Before bed.
Right.
Do you remember how you were dressed that day?
I sure do.
Alright, sir. Would you please describe whether you were wearing any glasses or not?
I did not wear glasses.
Alright, sir. Did you wear any kind of a t-shirt?
Yes.
In
the cotton, just a undershirt, t-shirt.
Alright, sir. Do you recall what type of slacks you had on?
I wore blue jeans.
All right, sir. Do you recall what type of shirt you had on?
Just an ordinary work shirt. No.
All right, sir. Would you describe that shirt for me, please?
No.
My other color?
That's red and, plaid shirt with the Mickey's cloth cotton on it. Ordinary cotton and plaid shirt.
Now, this is a photograph. It's a color zero copy of a photograph that was taken. Maybe you can tell me what it was taken by. With regard to CBS or somebody that did something? The shirt that was in the picture. All right. But initially, we have that team. Initially, it's identifying the shirt. Would you describe this is the shirt you were wearing on November 22nd, 1963?
We don't need that picture.
We still don't know which shirt we're talking about.
sure it's in your possession. I sure do. And has it been in your possession at that time, day one?
Alright.
You said you took the bus to work that day?
Yes, sir.
And you arrived at 8 o'clock?
Yes.
Was anyone with you?
No, I walked from the bus back to it.
When you arrived at work, where did you report?
Just went inside the building and just got in and fell in exactly 8 o'clock. I might have had a cup of coffee or something like that for work.
Did you, was there a time card checking or anything like that?
Was there a machine or anything like that?
In combat?
No.
No. What was the normal procedure for you to follow, or for all for the employees of what the secretary to follow when you reported for work? Who's in the data? Who made you in the front and things like that?
You had a, well, we had a sign on Bill Shelley, and then Mr. Trio was over him, and we were held over for at that. Today we were working on the first floor putting in a plywood flooring to replace our one because there's a lot of grit on there that comes through the boxes and boats and this kind of
movie. Now, who was working with you on the first floor
that day?
You recall?
There was several. There was Bonnie Ray Williams, Charles Gillen, Wesley Fraser, and
was this the work assignment that we had had previously?
Yes, we had worked, I believe, on the day before on it. We were, had one side of the flooring done already, and we had gotten to one side and removed those over.
Mm-hmm. If this, well, did your work mediate in any way, or was there any direction for you on that day to do anything different than what you'd done before?
I'm not so sure why I'm just...
Okay. Did you notice anyone, how long had you been working, how many days had you been working just on the sixth floor?
Two or three, I don't know.
All right. Did you notice during those two or three days, you didn't know or anyone that wasn't supposed to be at this?
No, sir.
All right. Around the school book depositories, or in the depository, did you notice any strangers coming in going on?
Sure did not.
Okay. Now, on that morning, then, you were laying the plywood with the other people.
Right.
All right. And then what happened after that?
Now we worked till around 10 till 12.
Right.
And we all went together and went down the freight elevators to get ready for lunch or go wherever. You know, the other guys, some went out, and some stayed, had their lunches. And we went down to the first floor to clean up and get ready for dinner.
All right. Now, when you were on the fifth floor, did you move the hardware out of
No, on the fifth floor.
All right. Did you see the hardware out at all that morning?
Yes, sure did.
All right.
He was working, filling orders just as usual, working on the fifth and sixth floor, and coming up later.
You recalled about that Fermi phone that day. That was the various times, but, you know, it was every time during the morning.
Right.
And he was coming over?
Yes.
Right. And that was on the 56th floor?
Yes.
Right. You recall how he was dressed on that day?
I believe he had a blue with the ordinary tight work shirt and a t-shirt.
Did you see pictures of him after his arrest?
Sure did.
Was he dressed the same after his arrest as he was when he was at work?
Right. Sure was.
Okay. Now, Mr. Fowler, when you went on your lunch procedure, did you, was that the normal procedure that you usually found?
Yeah.
When you started about 10 or 12 and you didn't want to go.
Well, elevators are fairly slow in town. We all got through it. Compared to what we were doing, you know, got through the elevators and then down to the first floor, and then maybe 5 or so, you know, still 12, and time we cleaned up, and it was 12 o'clock. So,
right.
We had 45 minutes to run.
When you saw Lee Oswald, did he differently than he acted any other time when he saw me?
No, sure didn't. All right.
Did you appear anxious or nervous or anything?
Not that I could tell.
Okay. When, about what time was the last time you saw him?
10 minutes or 12 on the third floor.
All right. Did he say anything to you? Or did anyone that was with,
not me, but he told us there's one elevator that you close the gate and when you get to the bottom, you push a button and we'll come back up. And we asked what this was, we would do with. And we had told him, well, we're going down and get ready for lunch and it's quitting time and just joking around when we got to know he wasn't going to do it. And he said, you know, come on down to the parade. And he said, no, it's a close gate, and if we went that way, that's more of it. So,
all right. Now, prior to the Kennedy assassination, did you and Lee Oswald have any discussion?
No, not any discussion. I'd asked him maybe how his little baby was with him, been maybe a couple months old or a month and a half, and he'd answer, and you know, that would be a
Did you ever discuss politics or anything?
Sure did.
All right. Did you ever discuss his travels with you?
Nothing.
All right. What were your observations about how he worked, about his habits, and about his relationship with his other employees?
As far as his work, he did work just like, you know, went about his own business, and he was not so much me for all this. And trouble was stopping. I thought he may ask me, you know, where a book was or what title of the book was, and I'd tell him, you know, and he was going to need to fill over him just like Lewis would, and he'd ask him something, and he'd answer you, but I knew he wouldn't give me further information. I mean, shoot the bull with him.
How did you get along with people he worked with?
Real quiet, standoff, you know, kind of to his staff alone. And,
did you ever notice anything unusual about his actions, or everything will be good and everybody, you know. What was the general appearance? What person would he have been closest to at work? When did you first learn that President Kennedy was coming down?
Newspaper, I guess.
Do you remember when that was? When was the news of the parade route first published there? Do you remember?
I don't know myself.
Maybe I don't remember, you know, maybe in the paper.
Do you recall
any conversations that anybody in Texas knew about the Congress area? On November the 22nd, 1963, or immediately before, about President Kennedy's visit.
I probably just mentioned that while we were laying the floor that we spoke, come through China and prayed. In fact, we had mentioned about going up back on the sixth floor and watching Michael had a real good view of it.
All right.
You said you were on the sixth floor that day. And you were working on the sixth floor that day.
Right.
Did you or did anyone who was working with you ever go over by the window?
Oh, they said that Lee Harvey Oswald was.
We were stuck the other way.
Over by there,
we were transferring the boats in the stack.
We traveled toward that area.
Would you tell me how you decided,
or the people who were with you decided, where you would be when you launched? We're going to launch the motorcade come by.
When we all got in on the first floor and then we scattered our own ways or any more stuff, whatever, and we had much about going back up and watching on the first floor, and so I turned around and nobody was there. And I looked around and had to look outside and saw a few of the people I knew that worked in the two buildings back, Mr. Sheriff, and outside on the entrance to the doorway, and I said, well, let's go out and sit with him, turn with him, watch him.
Okay.
So I think of nobody else would.
I guess what I'm asking my mom, the person doing that was, did anybody tell you, well, why don't you go down to the front?
Yeah.
No,
my mom, you sit down there just when you got.
Do you recall anybody that you did?
Did you know which way? Did you know he was going to come meet you by there?
I think they said
that's where he would be passing by when people standing out there or something.
All right. Okay. Were any announcements?
Instructions made or given by anyone at the school book depository
about the difference in one thing?
Did it tell you to go out or not to go out or anything like that?
Okay. Or you do what you want to do on your own hour.
You just went out and loved it.
Now, how tall of a person are you?
5'8½
Shoot that. How much did you weigh then?
You were tall.
Oh, I'm saying
6'5"
What were the length of your hairs?
We had a crew cut.
We had a crew cut.
That's all we crew cut.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of important. You recall whether you had a crew cut. You had a crew cut then. If you had, when was the last time you shaved? You recall that?
Oh.
We were going to the beer department.
No, I know. I'm going to beers.
What's the last time you shaved? When was that again?
The
night before. The night before. 4 or 5 hours.
Alright.
Okay. You're shaking your head, man.
If I could get him to take twice a week, he would
do it. Look, I swear you go where I stayed.
I stayed with her, but no.
Okay.
Now, take care of it. He's up there, he goes
now. All right. Okay. I'm not trying to coerce you, man. I mean, this is kind of important. About how is it possible? And then you say that. You tell me what you best. Estimate is about how long it would have been before that to get shaved. Should have been 2 days.
Yeah.
Now, did you eat your lunch on this deck?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Now, I've never been there. But I'll tell you where there's a railing down the middle.
That's what I'm saying.
Alright. So you guys are in the past, like I said. Alright. Did you sit down on the fax machine?
Yes.
Alright, grab your lunch bag with you. Did you take your lunch?
Yes. My lunch, No, they had a coat.
All right. Where would you purchase the coat?
Inside on the second floor.
Okay. And then you went outside and looked what kind of lunch you had. You remember that?
Oh, with the sandwich and the coat.
Do you know whether you had your lunch bag from the motorcade container and the coat ball or had you eaten your lunch? The trouble is what?
No, I just threw it out there.
It was right there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you describe for me, sir? What was going on in the steps with the people on the steps?
General talk and, going on in waiting for the president to come back.
That's the best recollection you had. You weren't smart when you had it. Where it was there.
I was sitting down, you know, not having
one
step between the way.
Was there anyone on those steps that you didn't recognize?
No.
Right. Were the people who were on the steps people from the school bus department who were
employees at Texas School Bus, different publishers?
Do you recall the people who were on there?
There's one, there was Wes Sizer, Bill Shirley, Sarah Stanton, and some of those ladies who were upstairs.
Alright. You recall which step you were on?
I was sitting on the first step, and taking on the second or third step, and sitting on the main. First platform.
Alright. Would you see
Lee Oswald is the one that said, no, it ain't just. Because it wouldn't have been possible from where you were when you lunch, that he could have been there in Houston for that. In the style of our house. Now, I'm going to move on to the second category of questions, which are the events that prompted the assassination. How many shots do you recall? Here's three. Would you describe them as the different shots? There's one shot, a pause, one, two passions. All right. Now, you can hear any difference in the shot. I mean, I guess I'm asking you, did you make any difference in the, like, one was louder than the other? No, okay. All right. But it was one shot and then two more rapid positions. Okay. From what direction did you believe that those shots came from? To my right. All right. And where would that have been?
Around the corner. Well, as you come down the stage, you have a blind spot. And, of course, you have to go down to the bottom to look around the corner, and it's kind of like to my right toward the railroad tracks.
Alright, now, how far away from you would that have been?
150, 200 yards.
Alright. Where are the steps? Where are the steps in relation to the window of that school that you're talking to?
Almost directly above.
Did you hear anything from up there?
No.
Alright. Did you smell anything? I think you were familiar with the smell of gunpowder. Did you smell anything?
No, I sure didn't.
Alright. Now, did you smell any smoke or anything?
No,
coming from up there.
I could not see the window from where I was at.
All right. Did you see any smoke over by the railroad track?
No.
Did you see any flashes over there?
No.
But that's where you thought the shot came from,
right?
What did you do when you heard shots?
I thought it was just somebody, you know, with celebrating a parade of the president. It sounded kind of like maybe a loud firecracker, which I know we were getting all over the concrete.
Right.
And one of the girls that had been playing with Socialist Courage ran up to us and told us that the president had been here.
Right. Now, do you recall who that person was?
Laura Calvert. Okay.
Right. What did you see?
I heard the shot. There's a lot of people running towards the, I guess you could, a little more, we call it, behind towards the right angle of the building. And a bunch of running towards the railroad track. They're laying behind that building.
All right. Are those the same railroad tracks that you described that you're thinking the shot came from? Are they running in that direction?
Yeah.
All right. What did you see over in that direction?
People running and hollering and doing what was going on. I got
Do you recall who was standing next to you or anything like that?
Yes, Bill Shedden. He and the staff, after the girl told us bus president, getting hit, and everybody started running towards the railroad track. We took off and started towards the railroad track. And we came around ourselves, and we got to about two railroad tracks, and we wondered what we were doing out there, and we came into the back entrance of the building and came back in the building. Now, we moved on into what happened immediately after you heard the shot and went back to the building. What did you see inside the building? Well, some of the other employees had gotten back into the building by that time, and we stood around and wondered, whether we should go back to work, or since this thing had happened, whether they, if we had to go back to work or not. Did they have any kind of roll call to find out who was there or anything like that? I did there check anything like that? The policeman and some other employees had ran back into the building, and I think it, I don't know what time or how much later, but they did eventually have a roll call that who was there and who wasn't.
All right, now do you know who took that roll call?
Mr. R.S. Food, I believe.
All right. And do you know who all, where did they take it? Downstairs?
Yeah.
All right. And you recall about what time that roll call was taken?
It had to be 4:15.
All right. Okay. So the shots were 12:30. They took a roll call before 1:00.
Well, there was a few of us that worked there, and we just kind of looked around, showing them who was there and who wasn't.
All right.
We've been there that long, just spot somebody.
Okay. Did the police come inside?
They sure did that.
All right. Do you recall who it was who came inside? Do you recall what they did when they came inside?
Well, some policemen must have been at the staff was